The more you listen, the more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, welcome back. This is a special segment. We want to take a little break from the news and imminent invasion of the Ukraine. Why not do it with Dave Madgers? He's the CEO of Mecham Auctions. Been doing that since 2013. Dave, welcome.
Well, thank you, Brian. Thanks for having me. We're still reeling a bit from what was a spectacular event in Kissimmee, Florida, that lasted for 11 days and ended last Sunday with a world record.
Which is? What kind of record?
We set the record for the highest sales total of any collector car auction in history at $217 million total.
So these are cars that people brought down of their own to sell?
Yeah, we're a consignment auction company, so all of the cars that come to our auctions are consigned by individuals and big collectors. And for this particular auction in Florida, which has long been the largest collector car auction in the world, we had 3,500 cars that crossed the block over 11 days.
So what has happened during the pandemic that's affected your business? You say people are diving into their cars, trying to get that, whether it's the muscle car they wanted or reconditioning the one they have?
Yeah, since we went back to auction in July of 2020, what we noticed is there's been a huge influx of new participants in the collector car hobby. And because of that, demand has increased substantially, and supply is very slow in catching up to that demand. As collectors see prices starting to rise, they're bringing their cars to auction. Consequently, we've seen prices for old vintage cars up anywhere from at the bottom 20 to 30% of what they might have been before to at the top sometimes three and four times what cars were worth previously.
And when you talk about cars that are wanted, what cars are we talking about? What models?
Well, we typically deal in 60s and 70s American muscle cars, Hemi Cudas, Corvettes, Mustang Boss 429s. But at an auction as big as this, we also had a great number of late model exotics, Lamborghinis, Ferraris, Ford GTs that did exceptionally well. And we had a considerable number of pre-war cars and even several movie and TV cars that, again, brought top dollar.
Now, I imagine a couple of reasons why this matters so much now. Number one, people have more time to actually do it. Some people have to work from home. Some people lost their job. Some people are, you know, their job was faded out or they're not working as many hours. They don't have to commute. And number two is, people are diving into themselves a little bit, trying to do something they enjoy.
Yeah, I think a couple of things have fueled the fire in the collector car hobby. Number one, people sat at home for a long time in 2020 and even 2021 and watched television. And all of our auctions are televised. And so we saw an influx of new customers that never knew about the collector car hobby before, never knew about Mecham Auctions before, come to the market. And then as we sat home and couldn't travel, couldn't go out to dinner, couldn't go to the movies, discretionary income built. So we now had money to buy that collector car treasure we've wanted for quite some time. And then finally, I think it's just a recognition of our own mortality that, you know, I was going to do that someday. And for a great number of things, someday has become today.
I guess so. And when you talk about your last show where you set an auction record of $176 million, give us an idea of the models that showed up that impressed you.
Well, I think there were a lot of surprising cars that crossed the block. We had a world record Mustang that sold for $3.75 million that was the Ken Miles driven Mustang. Ken Miles, you know, that name became very familiar from the Ford versus Ferrari movie. I think the most surprising to me was a 1936 Glacier National Park tour bus. It was a beautiful vehicle. We had no idea what that kind of a vehicle might bring at the auction. We were thinking maybe a couple of $100,000. It brought $1,430,000. So it's those kinds of surprises that we've been seeing really across the collector car market, from pre-war to exotics and everything in between.
Who are these people? Would I know any of these names that would buy it? Number one, I know a lot of money's going to Florida where you held it, so that explains one thing. Number two is, where do these people get this money from? Like, who are they?
Well, a lot of them are significant collectors. It's not unusual to run across a collector that might have 100 or 200 cars in their collections, and they're always looking to add to the collections. You know, I would say the vast majority of buyers at our auctions are just a guy that has always wanted a 1970 Mustang. And, you know, finally came to the auction. He has one car. He saved up a little money, and he bought the car that, you know, maybe he had in high school, or maybe it's the car he wanted in high school. We all have some kind of an emotional attachment that draws us to certain cars. So you run the gambit from I just want to have that car in my garage because I have some history with that kind of a car, all the way up to, you know, those that are collecting as investments.
So it's kind of interesting, is that now when you buy a car, a used car, they say check the Carfax. Do the people really care about the history of the car, how many owners, how much body plastic is on it, how much is reconditioned, and how much is original?
Yeah, provenance is very important to a collector car. The ability to track the history, you know, most of these cars have been restored at some time in their lives, maybe more than once. There are quality restorers, and there are restorers that don't do such a good job. So, you know, who restored the car, how good a job they did, what's the history of the car, who's owned the car, how long did they own the car, all of that is relatively important. Probably the one thing that's most important when you're buying a used car that's not important in a collector car is how many miles does it have. You know, these are 50, 60, 70, 80-year-old cars, and miles doesn't really matter because, as I said, they've all been restored to begin with.
All right. So if people want to catch up to you at your next show, how do they do it?
Well, you can go to mecum.com, M-E-C-U-M.com. Our next show actually starts next week. It is the world's largest collector motorcycle auction at South Point Casino in Las Vegas. And the next car show will be in mid-March in Glendale, Arizona at State Farm Stadium.
How do people find you online to double-check this and see how to get there?
And at mecum.com, we'll have a complete list of all of our auctions. Not only is it a list of all the auctions, but for each auction, it'll show beautiful pictures and descriptions of each vehicle that's going to be offered at that auction as well.
Dave Madgers, thanks so much, CEO of Mecum Auctions. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
You got it. Go to BrianKilmeade.com, by the way, and if you ever have a comment about it, segments like this. Also, if you want to order any of my books, President Freedom Fighter, still doing well, Sam Houston, the Alamo Avengers. Of course, Andrew Jackson, The Miracle of New Orleans, Thomas Jefferson, The Tripoli Pirates, or George Washington's Secret Six. I can actually personalize them and send them out to you. That's how sophisticated my system is. Don't go anywhere.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network, subscribe and listen to the Trey Gowdy Podcast. Former federal prosecutor and four-term U.S. congressman from South Carolina brings you a one-of-a-kind podcast. Subscribe and listen now by going to foxnewspodcasts.com.